The other day, they had the council meeting to find out more. We have got the administrator from Central Coast Council, Rick Hart, joining us this morning. G'day, Rick.
Hi, Rick. Good morning.
How you going, buddy?
I'm going extraordinarily well. I'm looking forward to getting out of this location that I live in at the moment.
Yeah, lockdown, mate. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
So I hope you're right.
Oh, geez, I thought you
you're doing a
there.
Good job of sounding fresh as a daisy.
Hey, Rick, this is good. I could imagine there's a lot of people listening this morning who have put development applications into the council. And is there going to be some fast-tracking of this?
It's not so much that there's a fast-tracking process. What holds the process up a lot of the time is the fact that particularly people come in and put an application in, which is just totally and utterly incomplete. So we ask them to go away and, you know, get an engineer's report or an environmental report or something, and then that takes time, and then they submit that back in, and then we say, well, look, there's still something else that's missing. So what we're doing now is it's more like a pre-DA side of things. So you'll come in, so mum and dad will come in to the council, they'll sit down with the duty planner, and the duty planner will say, this is, if you produce this, 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 and this, then there should be no issues with your DA. So, but we're not going to accept it until such time as you come with all the complete information. So it puts the onus back on people to come with the right information. When they've come with the right information, we will be able to process it in a much faster time frame than we currently do. Otherwise, it looks like we've got a whole heap of DAs choking up the system, when in actual fact, it's generally speaking, we're waiting for someone to submit something.
That's great to be able to make it clear, basically, so that people know what's needed of them before they even think about submitting the app.
That's the main thing, yeah. It's just getting people to understand. People throw a DA in these days and they want to add a room to the back of the house and a deck. And they'll, you know, we know that they'll need an engineer's report, you know, for a structural beam. But they don't put that in when they come in. And then they say, we say, well, go away and get an engineer to make sure that you've got the right size beam to go in there. And then they go and do that. And we say, well, look, you know, you haven't got this completely sorted yet. So instead of that, they'll be told right up front, you need to get a structural engineer report. You need to do this and you need to do that. Then come back with your DA complete. And that way we can process it much, much quicker.
Dick, how many will you have, like, working in that department? Because I know, you know, we cover a big area. We've got 350,000 people living on the Central Coast.
About 3,000 applications to get through a year, I read. And
so are you guys going to have a few people where people can go to? Are there going to be a
few? One of the things, unfortunately, we had to downsize, as you know, to sort of live within our means. And one of the areas that was impacted upon was we do have less planners that we had previously. Hopefully, there will need to be some fine tuning, I'll call it that, of the organisation, because we had to obviously cut heavily to meet banks' requirements. But having done that, we now need to look at, there'll be some areas which we could probably need to release the valve on a bit, and other areas where we might have to tighten it up a wee bit just to balance things up. DAs or processing or planners is one area where we'll probably have to look to release the valve a little bit. But at the moment, with these changes, I expect that our timeframes will still improve compared to where they were previously.
Yep.
But, it is problematic for us, having to live within our means right at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Look, last week we spoke about a proposal to increase the fees for water and sewage across the coast, and we had quite a response from everyone listening, just saying that in some places the water didn't really come up to par.
Yeah.
And they were wondering how a raise could be in order if what they're provided is below, you know, acceptable standard.
Yeah, Jason from Davistown called about it, Rick.
If it rains, our sewage stops working, floods, doesn't work, they've got to get pump trucks out to fix it, and then water, we must have the highest burst water main average on the Central Coast and the dirtiest water. You can fill up a glass and it's yellow 4, 5, 6 times a week.
So how, Rick, if they do increase the water sewage rates, how do you tell
someone like Jason that he's got to pay more for that?
Well, the simple thing is, the first thing is the reason why we're asking for more money is simply because those are the issues that are occurring. Our problem is the, you know, IPART removed $39 million on an annual basis from our revenue side, which meant but we didn't, we couldn't do as much of the maintenance and the looking after of things as we could. So our application to IPART this time, and bear in mind it's an application to IPART who are the regulator, who will make a judgment, and IPART's role is to make sure that we are charging the lowest possible price, but at the same time providing a service that meets all the environmental and legislative requirements, and that gives the coast a, you know, a good supply, sustainable supply of good drinking water. So
does that mean Jason will get an improvement in his service?
He should definitely get an improvement of the service, because by getting some more revenue in, we are obviously able to spend more money on the things that are needed, such as the maintenance and the, right, the renewal of some of the pipes. It's also just important just to note that water and sewer, we can't use any surplus money. If we got any surplus funds from there, it can only be spent in water and sewer. It cannot be spent on any other part of council business. And if there's a loss there, which is currently we have, then that loss is actually made up by the general rate that people pay for their properties.
All right, mate. Hey, Rich, we've run out of time because we've got a few things we've got to do this morning. But yeah, as more things come to hand, of course, we'll get back to you with that, okay?
Yeah, happy to help, mate.
All right. Time.